This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're beginning Hilchos Pesach here in the Sefer Shein HaLachos Siman Taf Chaf Tes. And we're going to begin by discussing the inyan that the Gemara discusses and mentions in Masechta Pesachim, I believe on Daf Vav, about learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Does that apply to other Yomim Tovim? Does it only apply to Pesach? And when does this begin? The opening mechaber in Hilchos Pesach says, Shoyalin v'darshin b'Hilchos Pesach kodim v'Pesach shloishim yom. We ask and we expound on Hilchos Pesach before Pesach 30 days before. U'maschilin miyom ha'Purim atzmai. We begin on Purim day itself. We know the Rama says one should learn Hilchos, one should learn before the Purim Suda. So the Paiskim of Shlomo Kluger says, before the Purim Suda you should start Hilchos Pesach. But says the Reb Chaim, quoting the Mishnah Berurah, "Vuadin b'shar yamtiv nami darshin koyd mechem lamid yom b'hilchosein." Any yamtiv you should start 30 days before. V'das hagra, the opinion of the Gra is the ba'atzara sagim yom aleph to sivan. That even though all other yamtiv it takes 30 days, Shavuos doesn't have as many halachas. You only need 6 days. Okay. V'yeshoimrim. Some say 30 days is only by Pesach. There are many halachas. You got to grind the wheat. The halachas of grinding the wheat. Baking, v'hagalas kelim, kashering, u'bir chametz. She'elu, these halachas, if you don't do it properly before, there's no way to correct it on Pesach. If you're going to start learning halachas, kashering, kelim, on the second day of Pesach, and you realize you actually didn't kasher your kelim properly, then you're going to have a problem with your food. So when it comes to Pesach, you got to start early. Mashen kein b'shar yomtif, dai be'ezi yom mekoydim, other yomtim you could start a few days before. Ve'al kol panim b'yomtif gufa, l'kul yama tzarch lishov l'idroish b'chol yomtif b'l'choseah. On yomtif itself, according to everyone, you need to expound on each yomtif in the halachas of the yomtif. Because that's not just a din, it's actually a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the closing Gemara, Masechta Megillah, Moshe Tikan Lehem LeYisrael, that they should learn the halachas of each yomtiv on yomtiv, shi takanas Moshe Avafilum lamed lamed yomi koidem. Even if you started learning 30 days before, tzarech gam kein lumoy b'chag atzmai, you're obligated to learn the halachas on the yomtiv itself, in yoytzim emasha karen ben yonish shal yoyim. It's not enough to read the Parsha and the Chumash about Yom Tif, or to learn Inyanei Agadata on the Yom Tif. Each Yom Tif, you must learn the halachas of that Yom Tif. Shetzach lomayt ha-halachos, ma'asha asar, u'ma'asha mutar. What you're not allowed to do, what you're allowed to do. Now, va'achshav noyegin lidroish b'Shabbos Haggadah. Nowadays, the minhag is to darshan on Shabbos Haggadah. What does that mean? What does that have to do with anything? Meaning, somehow we try to be yoytze, the mitzvah of learning Hilchos Pesach before Pesach, before with the Shabbos Haggadah drasha. V'imchal Erev Pesach b'Shabbos, darshim Shabbos HaKoydim. If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, then we're darsh the Shabbos before. U'b'Shabbos Shuva. And Shabbos Shuva. That means Shabbos Shuva is to learn Hilchos Sukkos. Now, is that usually the subject of Shabbos Haggadah, Shabbos Shuva? No. Why? Because then nobody would come. The ikar purpose of these drashas is to teach the people the path of God. Lelamed hamaisa asher yaasan, to learn the actions that you should do. V'dahainu dine hagala, to learn the laws of hagala of purifying kelim, ubir chametz and burning the chametz. Va'afiyas hamatzos and baking the matzos. Ushar hilchos ha-Pesach, and the other halachos, v'chim shabbos shuva lidroish lefneim, hilchos yom ha-Kippurim, v'chag ha-Sukkos, levad, ma'shadorish me'inyin ha-tshuva. So aside from tshuva, technically you're supposed to learn the halachos of Yom Kippur, Sukkos, aside from hilchos tshuva. Ba'aval, im yiha drasha rak be'pilpul, if the drasha is only, let's say, a in-depth, sophisticated, analytical drasha, a drush ba'alma, or it's stam drush, ain yoytzim is a yidei chayvasan. You're not yoytzim yachiv. So the question is, what are we samech on today that rarely is the drasha on inyane halacha? It's basically, it's like a hayra shah, because many people, they only hear the Devei Torah once a year. And especially those two times a year, people tend to be much more receptive than other times. And it's an opportunity to talk about basically what we call the basics, you know, or to really speak about inyanim ha'imdim ala perek. In other words, yes, it's important not to eat chametz on Pesach and to know how to kasher your kelim, but there are some more basic things that have to be spoken about, and it's become the prime opportunity to do it. But technically, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the subject matter should be halacha psuka. He says, "Mekamaka mitzvah." So basically, what we're saying is, you're supposed to learn halacha 30 days before. What are we soymech on that we don't? We're soymech on the Shabbos Hagadol and Shabbos Shuvah, which means Shabbos Hagadol and Shabbos Shuvah should primarily be about halacha. However, "Mekamaka mitzvah al kalach lecha lahaschal lo maidhochos Pesach." Mi Purim. Nevertheless, there isn't a mitzvah for everyone to learn Hilchos Pesach already from Purim. V'chein b'chag atzmai, and on the Yom Tov itself. V'al kopanim b'beis hamedrash b'chaburois b'vadei yishchiv lomay lamin yom kaidem. In the Beis Hamedrash, when you have groups of people, something like what we're doing now, the mitzvah is to start 30 days before. Gimel. Minhag liknois chitim l'chalkan la'aniyim. The minhag is to buy wheat to distribute to the poor. L'tzarcha Pesach. Umina kadamhu, it's a very early practice. Mizman hagemara. V'choylin b'nei o'ir lichbais zelazah. And you could impose it on the people. Okay, so the mitzvah ma'is chitim, we could put a lien, we could go into your account, and we could put a lien on your assets to give ma'is chitim. U'medina asenu aminag l'chaglam kemach. In our time, the minog is not only to buy wheat, but to buy flour, to distribute flour. This way, you are advancing the hana. You're bringing, you're allowing the ani to enjoy a benefit. Instead of you give him money, he has to go buy the wheat and then grind the flour. It's advantageous to give him the flour directly. If you live in the city 12 months, you got to give. You can't say, "Well, I just moved here. I'm still. My old shul is still has a lien on my account." No, well, once you're in the city for 12 months, the new community could impose on you. V'ha'idna nowadays noigim b'lamid yom. Once you're here 30 days, we force you to give ma'iskitim. V'im anu ro'in shenichnas v'yaral derech l'shtakei Hashem. If we see you're not here on a timeshare, you're here for good, then we impose it immediately. Then la'alter chayev. Even a Torah scholar that's exempt from taxes has to give ma'is chitim v'ayim prima gadim. Now, the Shaar HaTzion is bothered by Akasha. Why does the Rama say it's a minog? The Gemara says it's a chiyav. So, Rav Nosson Gestetner, in his Sefer, he has a very interesting approach. He says the story when the Shagas Aryeh became the Rav in Metz, so the back in the day, when you became a Rav, you would make a takana and put it in the town ledger. So when the Shagas Aryeh became the Rav, they asked him, "What takana do you want to make?" So he wrote the Aseres HaDibrois in the book of Minhagim. They said, "What? It's Aseres HaDibrois." He says, "Yeah, but nobody takes them seriously, but all people take Minhagim seriously." So the Rama, to impose the importance of Mois Chitim, he wrote it's a Minhag. Because if he wrote it's a halacha, then maybe people wouldn't. That's the Rav Nosson Gestetner wrote. I assume it's he wrote it b'derech tzachos. But what?
Rabbi Yehuda Achas had the same idea. People are makbid.
Yeah, people are makbid on minhagim. So the question is: so why does why are we calling it a minhag? I think the Shaar HaTzion says the chiyuv is to give money or even wheat. The minhag is to give, distribute kemach. That's the, in other words, to give money or to give wheat, that's an obligation. But to do it in a way that's makarva hanayasa, that's a minhag. How much do you have to give? V'shir hanasin l'tzarech l'harcha kol echad l'fim ha'mayinai. Basically, there's no, it's not like matanas av yainim. Matanas av yainim is uniform. Everybody has to give. Everybody has to give the amount of money that it takes to buy a meal to aniyim. So there's a set amount. When it comes to ma'is chitim, It depends how much you could afford. I assume lefi ma'amayna means the giver. Those who slip out, they have a sin in their hands. We know the aniyim, they're dependent on this. When the ani remains in an oppressed state, a person ignores it. Yadua mashamar gemar Sanhedrin, call tainis. I'm not sure what he's referring to. The Gemara says that any tainis that doesn't have mipoyshe Yisrael is not a tainis. But here we're saying that if chas v'shalom the ani goes into Pesach with tainis on those who could have given to them, it's a big accusation against the person. So here's the million-dollar question. Why were they misakin Mois Chitim on Pesach more than Sukkos? There's no, do you find Sukkos? Yeah, you know, collection, Mois Chitim. You don't find such a thing. You can't eat chametz. And it's not so easy to get matzah. I'll call you May Pesach. If you don't help him out, he's going to be starving. Can you get me a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Hey? Because there's actually, maybe I'm going to talk about Wednesday night, this is a very important question. Where does this Mois Chitim come from? We know the Rambam says by every Yom Tov, if a person just enjoys their meal and they don't feed the ani, that's not even considered Simchas Yom Tov. That's called Simchas Kreisoi. And Chazal say Hashem will take the peres of the dung after the Yom Tov and smear it on the person, which is probably not pleasant. So why is this specifically ordained for Pesach? So the Shaar Tzion seems to be bothered by this question. There's a very interesting Gra. We'll talk about more Wednesday night. The Gra says that the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Toichal Matzois, Matzois Yeyachel Eis Shivas Hayomim. So it says, Shivas Yom Toichal Matzois, the word Matzois is spelled Chasar, Mem Tzadita. Matzois Yeyachel Matzois is spelled Malay. So he said like this, 7 days you have to eat Matzois. That kind of Matzah, you could be skimpy on. But matzos yeyachel, to ensure that others have matzah, that has to be mole, that has to be beravchos. So it seems like giving mois chitim is a din in the mitzvah of matzah. A chelek of the mitzvah of matzah is to provide matzah for other people. Okay, so he says the reason of the Shaar Tzion, first of all, it's not so common. It's not so easy to get a hold of matzah, and if you don't prepare for Pesach, they could remain in hunger, or they could end up stealing. It's a time of freedom. Everyone is leaning, everyone is feeling freedom. And everyone in their household is in a great happiness. This is not honorable to God. That the poor are hungry. You know, you're living it up, you're kicking back on your recliner with your expensive kittel, with all the ruffles, and your silver ka'ara, and your whole family sitting around, the other guy is sitting in a hut somewhere with nothing to eat. We'll do one more. The noisin lechol ani kafid sarka. You give to each ani. So again, how much should you give? It depends on your financial ability. So that's interesting halach. We don't usually find that. When do we find? I guess now the question would be, could you use Meiser money for Ma'is Chitim? Let's say for Matanos HaEvyayinim, we say you can't use Meiser money, it's a separate Chiyuv. But what about for Ma'is Chitim? I think generally say we can. Let's see Sivkat and Hey. V'noisin l'chol ani kafit sarkai l'chol yimei ha-Pesach. You should give to each poor person according to his needs for the whole Pesach. V'im hu ani gadol. If he is a poor man, and he's extremely poor, v'ein lo b'ma lefoy samatzah, he can't even bake the matzah, achlit en legam d'mei ha-afiyah. So basically, you have to provide an ani, or to as many aniyim as you can, a matzah for the whole Pesach. And if he can't afford to bake it. Even if he has food for 14 meals, you still give him this to be able to have matzah. It's dafka to a poor person who's living in your city 12 months. So the mitzvah of ma'is chitim does not apply. Oh, you know, I got something in the mail. There's somebody in Wyoming who needs matzah. It's specifically for your community. And the ani has to be there 12 months. Nowadays, the minhag is for 30, if he's there 30 days. If the ani plans on staying in that city, you have to give him immediately. And even an ani that doesn't live for 30 days, even though you don't have to provide him with flour for the entire Pesach at once, you have to give him matzah on Pesach. So this is very interesting halach. Basically like this. A guy comes from outer space. He lands in your city. He's not going to be staying there. Right now he has no food to eat. Such an ani, even though he's not a resident of your city, you got to provide him with food for two meals a day. But he doesn't live here. He lives in Lakewood. Yeah, but right now he's in Cedarhurst. You got to feed him two meals a day. He says, give me eight meals. I don't know. Oh, I should give you eight meals. So one day at a time. You're here today. I don't have food tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. An ani that comes from a different city, it seems like there's a halachic obligation. You got to feed him that day. If it's a weekday, two meals. If it's a Shabbos, three meals. However, if the ani lives in the city, you also only have to provide him two meals a day. But when it comes to Pesach, you got to give him and a one lump sum for enough matzah for the entire Pesach. But that's a special din if he's a resident of the city, which is determined by if he's living in the city 12 months, and if nowadays 30 days, and if he plans on staying in the city immediately. So there's a separate, the parameters of Ma'is Chitim are that you provide the ani for enough matzah for the entire Pesach. So that would come out a very interesting shear. In other words, how much matzah does a person consume, one person consume, over the course of Pesach? 3 pounds? I don't know. So that, then it would come out that the shear of Ma'is Chitim is a lot more than Matanas Avyayinim. Matanas Avyayinim, you give two aniyim, let's say, for a meal, right? You give Ruvein ani enough for a meal, Shimon ani enough for a meal. How much is a meal? I don't know. Two slices and a Coke. How much is that? Nowadays it's close to $10 maybe, right? $8, let's say. So then the shear of Matan Savyan would be $8, let's say $16 would be shear Matan Savyan. But there's no way anybody could get for $8 or $16 enough matzah for the whole Pesach. It's probably close to, I don't know what, $80, something like that. So that means, it seems like there would be some kind of shear, l'chol apachos, to try to identify, to give one person enough matzah for the whole Pesach. Yeah, so those are halachos of Ma'is Chitim. We'll hold it over here. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.